Today is Friday, July 26, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National All or Nothing Day. It's National Aunt and Uncles Day, National Disability Independence Day, National Talk in the Elevator Day, National System Administrator Appreciation Day. Appreciate all your system administrators, folks. And two last ones. There are a lot of them today. It's National Coffee Milkshake Day. So specific. And National Bagel Fest Day. So have a coffee milkshake if you like coffee and you like milkshakes, and have a bagel. I wonder where Bagel Fest is. Let's just have a look at this. National Bagel Fest Day recognizes the kosher carbohydrate that is crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside. Polish Jewish immigrants introduced the bagel in the United States sometime during the 19th century. Throughout New York City and the surrounding boroughs, they grew thriving bagel businesses. Of course, it didn't take long for the bagel bakers to form an organization for bagel bakers in the city. The International Bagel Bakers Union, how many times can I say bagel bakers? The International Bagel Bakers Union was created in, and of course an ad came up, 1907. For decades, Bagel Bakers Local 338 held contracts with nearly all bagel bakeries in and around the city for its workers. They didn't really describe, though, Bagel Fest. Like, first of all, who came, again, I'm going to say this, who came up with this day? And I don't know. At this point, I think people, any group or organization just submits a day. Oh, I do see. Okay. Murray Linder, the owner of Linder's Bagels, which I believe you can get in the frozen food section, founded National Bagel Fest Day. In 1986, Murray started the festival in Mattoon, Illinois, home of the world's largest bagel factory. Well, there you go. There you go. Oh my gosh, it's been a day. It has been a day. I finished work a little bit early because I was done. My brain was not working anymore. I had several meetings this morning. I had other work that I had to do in between. But my last hour or so was meeting free, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to take a little break. But so I'm recording this a little bit earlier than normal, but also I have to go into the office on Friday. As you guys are listening to this, I'm in the office. That will be the third day this week that I've gone into the office, because normally we go in on Monday and Wednesdays, but we have an executive in the Spit Valve factory from our India office. They love spit valves in India. Love them. But anyway, he's here in the U.S. visiting our various offices and talking to his team members. And technically, I'm part of his team. And he decided at the last minute that he was going to have an offsite. They call these things offsite, but just long all-day meetings where they want everyone in the same room sort of thing. They're not really offsite. In fact, they're on-site most of the time. And so anyway, he was having those Thursday and Friday, but they didn't send the invite out until Wednesday. And my Thursday was mostly completely booked. And I said, sorry, I cannot attend on Thursday. But I will show up on Friday because they're going to be talking about one of my products. So I figured that's when I need to be there. Ugh. So anyway, there you go. Let's see if we have any contact. We do not. Oh, we do have some text messages here. Mel, I am a librarian. By the way, you guys can text me. 479-221-9393. Mel, I am a librarian on Twitter, says, regarding episode 1447, I'm also team vanilla. What is your favorite store vanilla ice cream? Brewer's Natural Vanilla or Tillamook Vanilla Bean. So I don't. I will say I'm a big fan of Häagen-Dazs vanilla. I don't really experiment with many different vanillas. Breyers French vanilla that has the speckles in it. And I know Breyers is one of the cheapy ones. But I do enjoy that one that just comes like in the regular ice cream kind of box. It's kind of a rectangular thing. But I mostly get Häagen-Dazs is what I mostly get. Although we did get Tillamook recently and I really enjoyed it. So Tillamook is also good. Jenny's is very good. I think they have a vanilla. All of their ice cream is good. So yeah. Oh, you did say Breyers. Okay. She texted a second time because apparently autocorrect corrected Breyers to Brewers. I'm like, is this Daniel Brewer's vanilla ice cream? I didn't know he had a side business. No, so Breyers. Yeah, I do like, maybe it's natural. Now I'm going to have to, let me just Google this. Breyers natural vanilla. Oh yeah, that's the one I like. So it's not French vanilla. It's the natural vanilla. Yes, I do enjoy that one. I like the little vanilla bean speckles in it. And the flavor's good. Yeah, so I enjoy that one. And then I also enjoy Häagen-Dazs. And Tillamook is good as well. I do agree with that. And I do, when I buy ice cream at the store, like at the grocery store, sometimes I will get something. It's usually a vanilla base that has something else added. So like Häagen-Dazs has a dulce de leche that's like a vanilla-ish, but it has like a dulce de leche, like a caramel swirl. And I'm okay with that. But I don't like just like a plain chocolate. I don't really do like a plain chocolate. I prefer a vanilla base. And if I go to Wendy's and I get a Frosty, I am always getting the vanilla Frosty, which recently Wendy's has been experimenting with different Frosty flavors. And the problem with that is anytime they introduce a new flavor, their Frosty machines only have two nozzles and two little mixing areas, right? And they have chocolate, and of course they're going to keep chocolate year round. And when they introduce a new flavor, they get rid of the vanilla and they only do that flavor. So now that they've started doing strawberries and cream and pumpkin in fall and all of these other flavors they're doing, they rarely ever have vanilla anymore. It's a pain in the butt. Because I do love some vanilla soft serve. Now, Sonic, which is a fast food restaurant that we have here in the South, I don't know if they're everywhere, but we have them in the South for sure. They have a vanilla cone that is like a vanilla soft serve, and I enjoy that. So, there you go. Blaze in Wisconsin, who has still not told me his age, even though I keep saying, man, that name sounds really young. Blaze, maybe you did tell me your age and I don't remember. I'm old, I don't remember things. But Blaze in Wisconsin says, Adam, have you ever vacationed by train? Might be similar to a cruise in some ways. Asking after tortoise story. That's an interesting question because I don't know. It's not quite the same as a cruise, right? Because I'm not familiar with any train companies that sell train vacations. Maybe I'm wrong, but when you say train vacation, I'm assuming you mean travel around the country via Amtrak and get off and visit a place and then, you know, get back on and then go somewhere else and, you know, whatever. And I do love riding trains. I have not done something like that in the U.S. because it takes so long on train to get places. And so you really need a very long, if you're going very far, you need a pretty long amount of vacation days to do that. Mark is not as big of a fan of trains as I am, so I'm not sure that he would be okay. He doesn't really like road trips that much. He gets bored sitting in the car. But when we were in Italy, we did take the train. So we landed in Venice and we spent a couple of days in Venice. And then we took the Eurail, the train to Florence, and then we spent a day or two in Florence. I can't remember, a couple of days. And then we took the train to Rome. And super simple. We really enjoyed it. Buying the tickets was easy. There was an app. Like, it's no big deal. They also have a lot of machines in the train station, so you can just, like, buy a ticket there. And so, yeah, we really enjoyed that. But I'll have to, like, now research, are there actual train vacations where you go, like a cruise, like you go through the train company? And there is, like, a rail, I guess, in other countries there are. I see, like, a Rail Tours Ireland. Just Googling this, I do see, oh, okay, Amtrak does have all-inclusive vacation packages, huh? No, I have not booked a train vacation, specifically. But this is interesting. I think it still would be different, because on a train, you don't have entertainment and restaurants and stuff like that. You do have a food car, but you don't have, and there aren't stages and Broadway shows like they have on cruise ships, but I do love a train. Maybe I'll look into that for one of our future vacations. I don't know. But this is something else I have to research, because I love a train. Well, thanks for texting, both of you. I do appreciate it. And nothing else is going on. We're getting close to a weekend. It's going to be busy. My parents want us to see them. We have Pokemon to play. We may watch Deadpool. That's about it. And I still need to plan for when Daniel is coming in 2 weeks. So, procrastination. Party of one. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.